When I say restriction, I bet you get one of two images in your mind. You either think of ropes, cuffs, and the other fun device bondage toys, or you think about the psychological restrictions imposed by your strict mistress. Whichever mental image you get when restriction is mentioned, you will have a physical response to that word and image. Your mind and your body are inextricably linked. You have a physiological reaction to every outside stimulus, whether you want to or not. So the image of being restrained, tied down in front of your mistress, at the mercy of her every whim, probably prompted a response for you in your pants. If I told you that you would be spending every hour of every day from now on in restraints, for a certain subsection of the population, you just got very happy. The rest of you squirmed. But I know what you don't know. When I say you're going to be restrained 24/7, I'm not thinking about tying your hands behind your back or using Japanese rope bondage to decorate your body. No, I'm thinking of restraining a portion of your anatomy. Your dick. Device bondage includes using chastity devices to restrain your dick. A CB6000 or other chastity device is a type of device bondage. That's using a tool to restrain, constrict, and control your body. And it focuses on a very specific bit of your anatomy. And you know, I really like device bondage. I like knowing that I can use a metal tool and a master lock to guarantee total control over you and your dick. There's something about that phrase. Guarantee total control. Doesn't that just sound delicious? For more, go to my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com. Leave me comments. I love comments. Or call me at 800-601-7259. Beg for Harper.